So we're here in Glasgow, guys. Can you believe how hot it is?
I can't. I've never experienced this type of heat pretty much anywhere on, you know, the British or English or in whether the UK.
You were talking about screenshots there. Barbados? What's this?
Dan just sent me a screenshot of, he took a, as you can see, they have Miami, 31 degrees. Mayo, Ireland, of all places, 24 degrees. So you have Amsterdam, Barbados and Glasgow.
Unbelievable.
Barbados is only 1 degree hotter than Glasgow right now. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Exactly. What's the point in going on holiday?
Guys,
you're here at Transmit. Last time I spoke to you, we were at Tea in the Park. Loads happened since then. What can we expect from the set tonight?
The most energetic display and prowess of musicianship you have ever seen. I mean, honestly, we're on fire at the moment. No, joking aside, we are on fire. We've just been turning our asses off, so we couldn't be any more ready for this today. We're really excited to get to play. Glasgow for us is very like an Irish audience. It really is. And that's where we have some of our best gigs, you know, at home in Ireland. So we were driving up here today and we're like, oh, Glasgow, yeah, it's going to be mental. They're going to be an amazing crowd. They're just, you can even hear them already. They're already going for it. So we can't wait to get out there. It's going to be amazing today.
And what's it like sort of being on the road, being on tour, but also being at festivals as well like this here at Transmit?
You know what? It's a great way for us to wind down because we've, you know, we just finished our world tour, which was about 54 shows, 25 countries around the world. And that's kind of very enclosed space. So it kind of feels like now that summer, you know, sunny days, I'd hate to be indoors, playing indoors on a sunny day, although it's very, very hot here today. You know, for us, it kind of feels like we're winding down. We've about 5 more shows left. This is the last show we'll be doing in Scotland for a long time. So each one of them is something special about it. You know, it's like we feel like we're really firing on all cylinders now. But then also it kind of feels like we're wrapping up this whole cycle. So it's mixed emotions. But like I said, every one of them, these shows is going to be very special.
And it must be so important to try and get some downtime and some chill. Have you had any of that here in Scotland this time, or has it been in and out?
Actually, we got here fairly early yesterday. So we got a chance to watch the football last night here. We got a chance to roam around town and enjoy some food. So it's got so many great restaurants in Glasgow, doesn't it? It's amazing.
So watching the England game in Scotland, that must have been interesting.
Irishman watching an English game in Scotland. It's like the start of the joke, isn't it?
There was that hesitation moment where you're just like, okay, if England does, because I support the Premier, I watch Man United, I can't necessarily be like, oh, well, Ireland aren't in it. So I kind of like, I'll jump on any team, you know, who's actually in it. So I was kind of had to wait like about 2 or 3 seconds if there was going to be a goal to kind of figure out what type of pub it was, you know, are they up for Belgium or are they up for England? But it was a mixture, but it was a really cool atmosphere.
And obviously you're coming to the end, as you say, of a long journey. You're on stage here. Yeah. What's next for you guys? What, are you going to have a bit of downtime?
Yeah, I can say we're going to have a bit of downtime. You know, we don't really ever take too long of a break off. You know, we've had 5 albums out in 10 years, so it's like 1 every 2 years. I think we'll pretty much do the same thing. We love this lifestyle. We're very grateful that our fans still continue to buy our records and come out in their hundreds of thousands to come out and see us. So like I said, even now this will be our last show, so I'd like to take the time now just thank all the Scottish audience for holding us on your shoulders. You've done this now nearly every year, Tea in the Park, now in Transmit as well. So, you know, we can't thank you enough for the support, other than keep making music and try and, you know, leave it all on the stage as we do.